Welcome everyone, October 2011, 25th, a 7 day. Okay, seven. Seven is aura, spiritual numbers, spiritual energies, spreading the light. So this is a good day to tune in together, be together, and anchor in the frequency of spreading the light together. As everybody is so very, everybody that is working to anchor in, hold the frequency of light in their bodies and spread the frequency of light on the planet is so vitally important right now. And I'm feeling our guides and teachers and Yogi Bhajan coming in, really acknowledging our value and the presence of who we are on the planet at this time. So we do have this new moon in Scorpio coming up, followed closely on its heels on October 28th by what has been termed as the end of that ninth level, that ninth wave of the Mayan calendar, as we move rapidly into the 11-11 portal opening, from the ninth wave to the 11-11 activation, portal activation opening. And when you think of what 11-11 looks like, two lines, and if you step back and imagine that you're looking at two lines, you could also think of them looking at these two lines as a roadway or an information highway, and that this, when we were in this frequency, in the current of the 11-11, when we're being held in mastery, when we're walking with spirit, which is the 11-11, which is I am, I am, I know I'm a finite, I know I'm an infinite being, I'm walking down this roadway, I'm walking with spirit, I'm walking with source, I'm connected with sadhana, my spiritual practice, meaning that I know that I'm walking with spirit, I know that I'm part of this infinite field of consciousness, I know that I'm part of this current of light. So we, on this portal coming up, 11 and 11, 11, we are being shown the way to move into this frequency field that we have this opportunity to experience at the end of the Mayan calendar and the beginning of what we've been working with the last couple weeks, as we're calling our archetype of change, which is creating the mythology of the chalice, where we jumped off the cross a couple weeks ago and we've reached out and we have grabbed the chalice and we're pulling the consciousness of the chalice, the unity consciousness, the cup that overflow, our cup runneth over with love, the cup that overflows, the light of consciousness, the love of consciousness pouring into the chalice, that's spilling out onto the planet, onto all humankind, onto all animal kind, into the water and onto the earth, this light that's pouring from the heavens up from the earth is now meeting 3D, 4D, 5D, and all these dimensions, and the light of consciousness, this river of light, is now being spread through the chalice of love onto the planet. And we are the chalice holders, and as we drink of the light and share of the light with others, it's more than lighting a candle in a dark room. It's a river of light that's flowing into the grid that we've been helping to build on the planet, so that the whole grid's going to become electrified and lit up. And electrified is a good word, because we have Uranus going through Aries. Uranus is related to the third eye. And you can think of having, you know, an inspirational thought, a flash of light, a light bulb moment where lightning has just kind of energized you and electrified you. Uranus is an electric energy. It's that energy that can suddenly change things, because you have a burst of inspiration. You have instant knowledge. You become aware of something. The light gets shed on something that was previously not seen. And that's what we were talking about a minute ago when we were just sharing stories about there is light, bursts of light being shed on areas of darkness, such as keeping wild animals and ultimately having that end up disastrously with animals getting killed, which is a really terrible, terrible thing to witness and see. But yet that's an example of this Uranus energy. It's just this burst of light. We saw what had been going on. And with this Uranus going through Aries, Aries is our self-identity. It's the beginning of the zodiac. It's how we experience ourselves. So we're shedding light on how do we experience ourselves? Who are we? Who are we to cage wild animals? Who are we collectively? What is the identity that now, as we shed the light of consciousness, the river of light, the Uranus energy, as we shed the light of consciousness onto ourselves, onto what we see around us, onto the planet, what needs to change? That's what we're looking at right now. And what needs to be held in the cup of love? Maybe we need to have these be realize whoever's, you know, maybe keeping wild animals and not taking care of these animals need to be sent to, they need to be sent to preserves or something. You know, there need to be more parks for wild animals. I don't know what, you know, the specific solutions are, but we get to look and say, see, as conscious creators, as co-creators with the divine, as caretakers of Mother Earth, what needs to happen now on Earth so everything is moving from the sacrificial cross, from the unconscious, from the pain, to everything being held in that cup of love that's overflowing with the light of the divine. As we claim our own divinity, as we claim our true nature, which is the light of the divine, we are light incarnated in the physical form. We are light, and we are, our physical bodies are light slowed down to a slower vibration so that we can see each other, so we can learn from 3D. But now that we've had this intense learning experience in 3D, identifying with linear thinking, with third dimensional thinking, meaning just the only thing that's real is what we can see around us, what we can touch, what we can manipulate. Now we're moving back into the light of the divine, where we can feel love, where we can feel the truth in our bodies. We can move into becoming what Yogi Bhajan calls sensory human beings, which means that we can feel all these things that are going on around us. We're no longer isolated beings that if we just stay alone in our houses, things are going to be okay. No, people are spilling into the streets of Occupy Wall Street, as we said last week. People are being forced out of isolation, and people are feeling what's happening around them. So that's part of the fifth dimensional experience, is being able to feel what's happening, being fully activated sensory systems that have antennas that are all over the planet and beyond the planet, all the way back up to the center of the Milky Way galaxy and beyond, so we can learn to experience that we're not limited human beings. We're, in fact, interdimensional co-creator beings, and this is the quantum leap, so to speak. This is the quantum field that we're about to leap into. What we're moving into, that October 28, 2011, and 11-11, and 12-12-12, we're moving into a quantum activation. It's not just a linear evolutionary step. It's a quantum field that we have the opportunity to move into, and we're creating that field together. And it's really wonderful to have a roadmap how to get to that field, which we have together in this group with our mantras and our chanting and our understanding. Because if somebody's taking a road trip, I would guess about 100% of the time they want to know where they're going. If they want to go to a certain vacation destination, let's say a hot springs, they want to make sure they end up at that place so they get directions before they go. It's the same way with this activation into these other, into knowing that we're multidimensional beings. We need a roadmap of how to get to these other dimensions. And that's what we're talking about on these calls. And that's what we're working together to activate these different dimensions and make sure that we're getting to our destination, that we're getting to this jump-off point, this quantum leap, this quantum evolutionary activation point, which is this portal. And this is a very unusual portal. The 1111 gateway or portal is very unusual in that supposedly it's never happened throughout human history. There have been other activation points. The Mayans say every 26,000 years or every 5,125 years there's a big shift. But every 26,000 years there's a possibility to ascend or to understand that you are a multidimensional human being and you can merge back into divine consciousness. You can merge back with Source. What's different about this portal of light, this gateway, is that it's a creation portal, which means that we can still incarnate in our 3D bodies and experience all the 10 dimensions and keep our physical form. So that's what's different about the time we're going into now. The possibility exists, but we want to be aware of how we protect physical form. So that's why and how we protect the planet and how we protect the 3D. For this to happen, we need to learn to protect the third dimension also so we can keep it, such as learning how to protect these animals that were just killed and learning how to protect the whales and learning how to protect everything that's in our 3D environment. So this is really the main lesson that I feel that we're collectively trying to learn as we move rapidly towards this creation portal. So that's why I think all these images are being shown on TV, because it's the divine, so to speak, the divine intelligence, which has a direction, an evolutionary direction to direct us to these higher frequencies, is trying to show us, you know, you need to learn how to protect 3D so you can maintain the integrity of it. And you can love the planet, you can love the animals, you can love each other, and you can keep this form and have other expanded experiences. So that's what I think is happening with this process right now as we move into the possibility of experiencing these other dimensions. And this journey that we're on right now is the journey of the search for the chalice and the finding what the chalice is and bringing that into our heart and merging with the chalice, the unity, the openness, and merging with that. So we don't have to be afraid of what's out there. We don't have to be afraid of punishment as a child. That's how many of us were brought up. We were just talking about that on the call. We need to experience that it's safe to live on the planet, whether it's for children, whether it's for whales, whether it's for wild animals, whether it's for women in relationships with men, whatever it is. And that's what the chalice is, the experience of feeling safe, of being held in the arms of the mother being safe and nurturing and loving, as opposed to being afraid of the father out there, so to speak, the punishing God, and all these archetypes and these mythologies that we've had. So we, right now, on this call, are really rewriting the mythology of the last 26,000 years, from the mythology of the pain of being sacrificed on the cross to the mythology of the welcoming, loving, overflowing love, overflowing gratitude, cooperation, co-creation of the chalice, and knowing that when we're in our hearts, we are co-creating from that place of overflowing love, of abundance, of the chalice. So during this time, we are balancing. We begin balancing the male and female. We begin our balancing of these energies, the inner and outer, the male and female, these seemingly dualistic energies. We begin the balancing with the fall equinox. And we had the Libra new moon on September 27th. And that was the time, that was the point of balance, the point of truth and personal integrity to be balanced on the planet. And now we're moving into the Scorpio new moon, and it's a dark intensity. It's the depths of the ocean. So as we go into the depths of our feeling, and water is a connection, and we flow into connection with the earth, a connection with others, what do we have to do to move into the water of the chalice? What does that archetype look like? What does that energy look like? So we've got Pluto, the ruler of Scorpio, teaching us to go deeper, to look deeper inside ourselves, and to find out where that depth of connection is, and how we can move into those deep feelings and embody those feelings and open our hearts and look around us and get clear about what needs to be healed in ourselves and on the planet. What's still remaining? What's still that deep Pluto wounds that are being shown for healing that are going to demand equality for everyone? We're looking at these influences because they're arriving right before this Mayan calendar date of October 28th. So we've reached a point, an evolutionary turning point, and this is the point at which people need to come into their hearts and claim their power, why they're on the earth, that they're part of the earth, and that we're here as keepers of the earth. We're not zookeepers. We're not separate keepers. We are keepers of the planet, and it's the time to claim that, to put that in our chalice of love, to put that in our new Uranus-Aries identity, to put that into the field, that we are keepers of the earth, and that the earth is needs to be protected so that we can all share in the abundance of the earth rather than the 1%, so to speak, as they're talking about in the Occupy Wall Street movement, rather than the 1% stealing as much as they can so that there's not enough for everyone. So it's an exciting time for this new moon in Scorpio. It sets the field for a culmination of all these nine dimensions, so we can claim all these frequencies. We can claim all these dimensions within the depth of our souls, within the depths of our heart. And as we claim them for ourselves, then we anchor in that frequency as an access point in the grid. And we are access points for this higher consciousness. And that's what everybody on this call is, I'm being told by the masters, Yogi Bhajan with us right now. Everybody is an access point. So as you know that you can embody all these nine dimensions and you're just vibrating at that frequency, you are an access point for this to become available onto the planet so that we can work with this transition ourselves. We can work with resolving duality and move duality into the experience of oneness. And we can shift these fractal fields so that they move into something that's woven together, and we create a weaving that's a net for people to find their way to their own experience of being an interdimensional being. So right now, this is a time to weave together the nine dimensions in this moment. And we've moved through all these different stages of these nine dimensions. We moved through the cellular stage, and that was realizing that each cell is intelligent. And then we moved through the tree of life, and we realized that each species brought a certain quality or the fruits of their own energies onto the planet, that we've lived in a very rich diverse kind of experiences on the planet. So we have all kinds of different experiences to pull from. And then we moved into ways to share by the different levels. So how did these species share the globe, share the planet? How did we bond together so we could all live together? That was the familiar underworld, according to the Mayans. And then we moved into like a tribal period where people had to develop their intelligence. That was a 2 million year period. And then people had to learn to open their hearts during the regional underworld. And then we moved into the desire to control and possess. And we're moving out of that now. People seeking security and comfort, and then moving into the technological age. And now, during this time period, we're moving forward where we can, all these different energies, where we can open the experience of being galactic interdimensional beings, and we can use the technology that we've created during this last period of time to be aware of the diversity in the world and be aware of the intelligence and be aware of all these different dimensions until we move into this experience of oneness, the spiral experience of oneness, or the Kundalini rising up from the vibrating center of Mother Earth all the way up to the galactic center. So those are just little bleeps of this whole development. These millions of years of evolution are all culminating during this time period to push us into this quantum field. So if you feel pressurized or pushed, then you know that it's like a birth process that we're going through together as a species. So we can accept in this moment the fruit of all these 9 phases of evolution. So you can just anchor that in. You can bring that into your consciousness right now and affirm, I now have attained and I can now experience the fruition, the fruit of all these 9 phases of evolution. And I can learn to respect the intelligence of each cell. I can protect all species. I can value the family and the connection with the bigger family. I can admire the power of the mind. I can feel the power of the heart. I can understand and identify what hierarchical power is. And I can bless and experience the abundance of nature. I can use technology as a tool. And I can enjoy the experience of oneness. And we will together invent the new world by co-creating reality in this universal awareness. So this is what we're moving into. Those are the affirmations for each stage of evolution that we've gone through with the Mayan calendar, and we're moving into co-creating a new reality in universal awareness. So all of these things that we're being forced to look at and become aware of, our awareness matters. And we can say, yes, no, I want to protect wild animals. I don't want them caged by individual people. I want them to run free. This is what I want to co-create. So we're being shown the possibilities of what's next for us. And that's what we're talking about together creating a new archetype, the mythology of the chalice, which can hold everything in love, can hold everything in light. And this is a vortex. It's a radical spiraling vortex that's just ushering us into these new frequencies. So we can look at our progress, and then we can embrace this simultaneous culmination of all 9 dimensions at this time as we move into the October 28th date and the Scorpio New Moon all at the same time practically. So we look at how this is going to propel us forward, and we look at the different planetary configurations. We look at the intense Scorpio consciousness, and you look at how Jupiter is in Taurus, and Taurus is the Earth, an Earth sign, so how can we expand our consciousness on the Earth? That's what Jupiter and Taurus ask us. And how can we feel the depth? How can we feel the depth of love with the Earth? And how can we feel the depth of love for the Earth so we can learn more how to protect the Earth and protect the animals and protect the children and protect each other? We're looking at these themes and embracing them and breathing them in and feeling them. And I had a really beautiful experience yesterday when I actually walked down to the beach here. And as I was walking along the beach, I was just enjoying so much. There was many pelicans, and they aren't always there on the beach, in the water. They were diving for fish. There must have been a lot of fish right near the beach. And these pelicans were diving for fish, and I was so enjoying these very ancient pelicans. I mean, they kind of remind me of a time when the dinosaurs were still on the planet. They're probably that old. And so I sat on a rock on the beach, a big, huge rock, and I was just sitting there right by the edge of the water and watching the pelicans, and I just had the thought, well, I think I will ask the Earth, I'll ask the Mother what she wants to tell me right now. So I did. And the message I got was to feel me, totally feel me. And what I did is I turned my head slightly, and I felt immediately this soft breeze come over me, and I felt this soft sunlight on my face. And the Mother just said to me, the healing is in the feeling. And it's so simple. And you may have heard this many times, but it was so profound for me. It was so deep. It came up from the earth. It enveloped me with the warm sunlight. It enveloped me with the breeze. And it went deeply into my body, into my sensory system. Healing is feeling. The feeling is the healing. When we can feel ourselves, when we can feel the earth, when we can feel the animals, when we can feel each other, and with that feeling of love, we can embrace the earth and the diversity of life on the earth with all the nine dimensions, and we can allow that consciousness to electrify us with the Uranus energy that's so present to us with the transit with Aries right now. When we can learn our new identity as these multidimensional beings that can feel so deeply, now we have the frequency to reset the life, the reality that we want to create on the planet now as we move into the Aquarian Age and we embrace the Kundalini that we study and learn about, and we embrace this Kundalini awakening on the planet. So something so simple that we know, that you've heard, that you have to feel it to heal it. It's like the earth was telling me very clearly, the feeling is the healing. How simple can that be when I can feel with this Scorpio new moon so deeply, and I embrace that, and I feel it so deeply, and I feel my part, that the Mother can just talk to me. I can feel my connection with the Mother, that I am on the earth. I am part of the Mother. My consciousness is here. That I can feel those voices is so profound that I can speak of it in words, but I know that you can all feel it. And then with that depth of feeling, it's what will expand the light out, expand the love out beyond ourselves, and create that connection. And when we can all hold hands in that connection of love, that space of love, and focus on whatever the issue is with the eyes of love, with the feeling on love, with the passion and the desire of love, that's an energy that creates a shift. It's a power. It's an energy that moves us, and that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the passion that moves us, that takes us into the experience of being these loving, connected, interdimensional beings that are aware of what's around us. Evolution begins with awareness. We have to become aware of what's around us to evolve into what's needed to happen without awareness. And once we can become aware of our feelings, that's the first step in evolution, becoming these sensory humans, becoming these multidimensional sensory humans, so we can sense the fact that we are multidimensional beings. We can sense what it's like to feel the earth pulsate with us. We can sense what it's like to have the earth talk to us. We can hear the earth talk to us. We can feel. We can hear. We can see the sunlight. We can feel the breeze. So these dimensions are coming into us and pulsating through us and undulating through us. And it's that undulation movement that takes us into the expanded experience of being multidimensional beings. And that is the 1111 portal. That is the 1111 Stargate. And this 1111 mastery, walking in mastery Stargate is, as far as I know and as far as I've been shown and told, is the only creation Stargate, is what I'm told, where we can move with our 3D bodies into these higher dimensions that's ever existed on this planet. So it is truly a time for celebration and a time for raising our arms in love and breathing in connection with each other, breathing with the planet, and deep breathing into the belly, so that with each breath we're birthing this new consciousness. And with each breath that you take with awareness, you are expanding this consciousness on the planet. So with gratitude for everybody that's here and for being able to embrace and expand this consciousness, we're going to experience the Ekamkar mantra and then the Ma mantra. So move into your breath, the experience of oneness, and we will move into anchoring in these frequencies into the grid.